The international body that oversees the regulation of Lake Ontario and the St. Lawrence River is in the middle of a comprehensive review of the water management plan that governs decisions on things like outflows. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, the committee leading this effort has developed a new tool that has some shoreline homeowners feeling optimistic about the future.
When water levels reach a certain height, the International Lake Ontario St. Lawrence River Board is given the power to deviate from Plan 2014, meaning they can increase outflows to whatever level necessary to avoid flooding. But they don't have free rein to do whatever they want, as there are various stakeholders, everyone from shoreline residents to the shipping industry, to keep in mind. That's where the so-called decision support tool comes in. Bernie Gigas, an engineer and a member of the group reviewing Plan 2014, says it's like a program based on historical water supply records that can simulate what could happen from different decisions.
It looks at each individual interest group, or stakeholders, and measures the impact on them. So it gives you when you make a decision, pretty clear picture of who benefits from that decision and who may be negatively impacted by that decision and to what degree.
Although this decision support tool is not yet finished, Sarah Delicate, a shoreline resident in Canada and member of the committee developing the tool, is very pleased with what she's seen thus far. In her years of advocating for the interests of shoreline residents, Delicate says she believes they have finally been heard, as this tool now has enough data to accurately predict what will happen to homeowners in different deviation situations.
A lot of the information that gets considered is what's the cost to shipping, because there's a tremendous amount of data available on the economics of shipping, but there is so little data available on the socioeconomic costs. We don't have that data. And this decision support tool is heading us in that direction so that we can level the playing field and put us in the room while decisions are being made.
Those developing the decision support tool say it could be finished later this year. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.